Yeah? Okay. I want to finish up the din of Birya, and then we got to continue in the Tosfos. The last Nakuda that we did on Thursday was the discussion of Birya, that even though a Birya is less than a Kazayas, but Yushalmi says you could say a Bracha Achrona on it, and The Bavli did not use the answer Birya. The Bavli used what answer? That it was a big olive. You remove the pit, and you had enough of a meat of an olive that would be a shear of a kazayas. You remember that?
Yeah.
And Tosos, in his first approach, said that this is a machlokus between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Bavli doesn't hold to the theory of Birya, and the Yushalmi does. Plain and simple. That was the first approach of Tosos. Okay? You with me, Nate? Yeah? That was the first approach of Tosos. And then Tosos called Rav Yossi, the box changer Rav Yosef, and said there is no machlokes Bavli Yushalmi, and said that the Yushalmi and the Bavli had two different stories. Meaning to say that in our Bavli, the pit was removed because it was fiddled with. They salted it and they prepared it. And they had pitted. The word pitted means the pit was removed. And therefore, since the pit was removed, therefore what emerges is what? What emerges is that it was not a birya because it was fiddled with. But, and the Yushalmi said the case was that it was presented a full olive. Yes? So therefore, since there are two different cases, they are not arguing. Correct? And what emerges is that the Bavli might very well hold like Yushalmi, that on a birya you could say a bracha achrona. That's what Tosfos said. So at that time, I want you to get this, and this is the last Nakuda we mentioned on Thursday, we pick it up with this, is that the Rosh in Siman Tet Zayin said that as long as the olive is presented, right? As long as the olive is presented as what? As long as an olive is presented complete, even if you take the pit out and eat it afterwards without the pit, you still have the din of birya. The presentation is the ikar according to the Rosh. Okay? And the Magen Avraham says that's what Tosfos holds as well. Our Tosfos. Which is an interesting concept that you're so concerned about presentation. But that's what he says. And the Rashba argues. And what does the Rashba say to Maskala? Who? The Rashba argues and claims that in order for it to be a din of birya, not only does it have to be presented with the pit, you have to eat the pit as well. Yes? You have to eat the pit as well. And the Chiddush, I want you to get this, according to the Rashba, is that Lamaisa, even though the pit is not necessarily edible and is not really food, but it's still enough to invoke the din birya, you follow me? To say that I can say a bracha achrona. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, the pit itself on its own is not really edible. But in order to invoke the din birya, that you can say a bracha achrona on it, is I ate the whole thing. Even though the pit itself, lamaisa, wasn't necessarily what? Is not necessarily edible. So you might say, oh, the meat of the olive yate was less than the shear anyway. It doesn't make a difference. It's because if I'm working with birya, I don't need the shear anyway. You follow me? But I need to eat it in order to what? In order to have the din birya. And the truth is, who do we paskin like in this Rashba Rush discussion? So the Mishnah Berura, the Magen Avraham, seems to paskin like the Rashba. They say beferish, like this Rashba, that it was a situation where it was what? It was eaten, and you have to eat the pit in order to fulfill the din. Okay?
Even if the pit has been taken out.
No. The pit, we're going like the Rashba. In order to have the din birya, you have to what? In order to have the din birya, you have to eat the whole thing, including the pit as well. And that's what they paskin lamaisa, like this Rashba, halacha lamaisa. That's what I want to bring out, lamaisa, in this din. Okay? It's a very interesting din. And that's what we bring out, lamaisa, that we're saying this Rashba and the Rosh, the Psak halacha is like the Rosh. See, it's in Yushalmi It's in the Yerushalmi on page the din of the Birya is there's two Yerushalmis, the Yerushalmi about Birya and the Yerushalmi about the Turmus where it fell out of your hand. Okay, so we want to finish up Birya now, and it's on page Samach Hamad Beis I brought into Yerushalmi. Okay, Samach Hamad Beis in Yerushalmi, and that's the way. That what? That's the way that we paskin Lamaisa, that it's considered to be that the Birya was such that now, Lamaisa, it's interesting that they paskin like who? They paskin like the Rajba and the what? And the, they paskin like the Rajba according to the Rosh. So I want you to get that. Who paskins like that? The Mishabur is Reish Yud Sifkat and Tes. The Ramah, understood by the Gaon and the Mishnah Brura, say that they paskin like the Rashba, that in order to be if eaten a complete creation, only if he consumes even the inedible parts. You follow me? So if you discard that inedible pit, you're done. You cannot invoke Birya. You got that? The Gura and the Mishabru understand the Ramah as passing like the Rashba Shmuel against the Rush. Okay? Now there is a third Shita I want you to know. Okay? First we had the Rush, then the Rashba. Yes? There's a third Shita. The third Shita is Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, which we saw on Thursday, who says what? That the Bavli does not answer like Yushami because if it's not the Derech to eat an olive with its pit. Usually take out the pit. So when you take out the pit, it's not a birya. The only time you say birya is when it's the derech to eat it with the pit, like a grape, like a berry. So he says very plain and simple, the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says plain and simple that it depends on the derech. And since the Bavli was talking about a case of an olive, yes, and Lamaisa is not the derech to eat it with a pit, therefore, the pit was removed, and that's why the Bavli did not give the answer of what? Birya. Because once you remove the pit, it's not a birya. The only time you say birya is when the derech is to eat it with the pit. Okay, that is the sheet of who? That is the sheet of Rabbeinu what? Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah, sure, that's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yonah. You got me? Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, we got that? So those are the three sheets. The Rosh, the presentation, the Rashba eating it with the pit, which the Bir HaGra and Mishabru say the Ramah passes like the Rashba, yes? And then you have the Rabbeinu Yonah that says, in order to what be a din birya, what is the din? The din is that what? It depends on the derech. Now, the Darkei Moshe in Reish Yud, Os Aleph, okay? Whenever you got to go to the restroom, Shmuel, then you, no problem. You can always go to the restroom, okay? No problem at all. You got this now? Now the Dark Emotion, Reish Yud Os Aleph, says the following. Again, we just said, Shmuel, that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, depends on the derech. If the derech is eating with the pit, then you say birya. If the derech is not eating with the pit, then you don't say birya. So the Dark Emotion was the Ramah's parish on the tour. The Dark Emotion says, I want you to know something. What will be the din, listen to this, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if the derech is to eat it without the pit, and you eat it with the pit, will you say birya in that case? Or will you not and say, well, listen, the derech is not to eat it with the pit. I don't care if you eat it with the pit. It's not birya. You got that suffix of the Dark Emotion? The Dark Emotion suffix is in within the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, within the Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm not sure if you ate the fruit with the pit, when it's the derech not to eat it with the pit, will you say birya or not? That is the suffix of the Dark Emotion. You got that?
Does he leave it as a suffix?
He leaves it as a suffix. He's not sure what Rabbeinu Yonah would say.
Practically, what difference does it make?
Big difference. If you say birya, you could say a brach achrona without just eating that.
So you would go against the normal derech?
Yes. If I'm going against the regular derech and I ate the whole thing, Shmuel, well said, would I say a brach achrona? That's the big nafkamini within the Rabbeinu Yonah. You got me, Yechezkel? Dark Emotion has that suffix. So, if you look in the Magen Avraham, I want you to get this. In Sifkot and Tess, the Magen Avraham in Sifkot and Tess, you saw the halacha of Birya today? We saw it in the, take a look at your packet. I didn't give it to you in the packet, I thought I did. No? Didn't I photocopy something? I didn't photocopy Reish Yud about the Birya. Did you guys see the Birya there? I didn't photocopy. If you look in Reish Yud and Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says, do not, remember we said on Thursday, do not eat less than a Birya, do not eat a Birya, because it might be a machlokas. Remember we said that? Remember he said, did you guys see that in Reish Yud? It's in Reish Yud. You saw it. Okay, great. So the Magen Avraham says, and Reish, the Magen Avraham says in Reish Yud, Sifkon Dal, he says he believes, and this is a very big chiddush, but he believes that the story in Yushalmi, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, was that it was not an olive. According to the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, it was not an olive. The story, Nate, was that it was not an olive. That's what he wants to tie in. I mean, the Yushalmi does not say black on white that it was an olive.
It says according to the Magen
Avraham, of Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, yes. I mean, it's fascinating, and I'm glad I got this, that I brought into Yushalmi. It doesn't say black on white that it was an olive. They, in the Art Scroll edition of the Yushalmi, Lamaisa interpreted as being an olive. But I would write them and say, it didn't say it befeirish.
Did the Rabbeinu Yonah ever explicitly mention an olive?
That's exactly the Magen Avraham's point. When he talks about the Yushalmi, he says he does not believe that it was talking, the story was Isaiah's, because Isaiah's is not a Birya. Why is Isaiah's not a Birya? But why is Isaiah's not a Birya? Because it's not the Derech to eat an olive with its what? With its pit. So the Rabbeinu Yonah said that's not a Birya.
So it can't be talking about
exactly. Excellent. It cannot be talking about an olive. So what was it talking about? A type of Biri that the Derech is to eat it with a pit. It's amazing. That's the way the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah will interpret Yushalmi. So I would write them that I think when they translate it as an olive, it's really not right according to the Magen Avraham. But I would also write that the Prima Gadim and the Rosh Yosef, Dirmasko Vihine, and the Beis Meir and Simin Reish Yud, Dirmasko Hagoy, and the Taz and Divrei David, and Lamed what? Lamed Chesav Dirmasko Vashitas Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, they say differently. They argue on the Magen Avraham, and they say that according to Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, both the Bavli and the Yushalmi were talking about an olive. You follow me, Yecheskel? They were both talking about an olive. But what's the machlokes? This is what I want you to get. The Yushalmi holds that a pit that is not normally eaten is still a birya. It's still a birya. The Bavli holds that if it's normally not eaten, it is not a birya anymore. It's mevatel l'shem birya. That's why the Bavli could not say that Rabbi Yochanan said a bracha chrona because of birya. Because according to the Bavli, it's a normally not eaten in olive's pit. That's not a birya. That's not a birya. Only pits that are normally eaten does the Bavli mode to the Yushalmi that we say it did birya. Okay? What did you say? No, it depends whether the derech is to eat it.
Right.
When you say an edible, don't say an edible because that's more objective. Is it the derech to eat it or not? The Yushalmi says, even if the derech is not to eat it, it's still a shame birya. Everyone agrees a pit, it does no, derech is not to eat it, the pit of the olive. You follow me, Nate? But the Yushalmi says it still retains the shame birya. The Bavli argues and says it has to be the derech to eat it. If it's not the derech to eat it, then it's not a birya. That's why the Bavli cannot give the answer to the Yushalmi that it was what? That it was a birya. But in a chanami by a pit, where the minig is to eat it, the Bavli agrees to the Yushalmi that it's a din birya, and you would say, brachach achas mein shalosh, even on less than shirva kazayis. You got that? So, I want you to get that. It comes out to be a machlokes Magen Avraham against Gedolei Achronim, Rosh Yosef, Beis Meir, and Divrei David, how to interpret Yerushalmi. The Magen Ram says Yerushalmi is talking about a case where it's not an aleph. Because the Magen Ram understood the Rebbeinu Yonah straight up that what? That everyone agrees that what? That if it doesn't eat, if you don't eat the pit, then what? It's not a birya. So how could Yerushalmi say birya? Must be it was not a what? It was not an aleph. Yes, according to the Magen Ram. Whereas according to the other Gedolei Achronim, against the Gadol Achron of the Magen Avraham, yes, they hold that's not true. That's goofing what the Yerushalmi and the Bavli were arguing about. The Yerushalmi says you could still say birya as long as you eat the pit, even though it's not the derech to eat it. So it could be talking about a what, an olive. And the Bavli says no. The Bavli says the only time you say birya is when it's the derech to eat it. That's why the Bavli could not give the answer birya and gave a different answer that it was a bigger olive.
According to the Yerushalmi, that we say that it must be that it was talking about an olive, we were talking about a different berry. In that case, won't all agree that it's the same berry? Because who doesn't eat the seeds of the bavli?
You're right. The Bavli would agree to the Yerushalmi in that case. Well said. Well said. The Bavli would agree to the Yerushalmi. And the Bavli would agree to the Yerushalmi exactly like you're saying, if that would be the case. Correct. So it turns out to be a machlokus in Gedolei Achronim, according to Tabin Rabbein Yonah, what's the pshat in the Yerushalmi? Was it an olive or was it not an olive?
So do the Prima Gadim and Taz answer the Darkei Moshe's question?
They do not. They just leave it as a suffix. They don't know what will be. You mean according to Ner Shmuel, you're making a good horror. You mean according to the Gedolei Achronim, are they chiming in on the suffix of the Darkei Moshe? Yes, they are. And they are saying that what? That Yerushalmi holds basically what Shmuel just said is excellent. Meaning, according to the Gedolei Achronim, the suffix of the Darkei Moshe is a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. That's exactly what the Gedolei Achronim. You know, you follow what I just said?
Yeah.
According to the Gedolei Achronim, the suffix of the Darkei Moshe, which was where you went against the grain and you ate the pit where it was not the derech, will you say birya or not? Well, the Yerushalmi says you will. The Bavli will say you're not. So you're saying beautiful. The Gedolei Achronim are interpreting the tomato. That exactly was the suffix of the Darkei Moshe. That exactly is the suffix of the Darkei Moshe. That's what the Bavli and Yerushalmi are arguing about. You follow what I'm saying? Go ahead.
The Darkei Moshe's pshat was according to the Prima Gadim and the Taz.
Darkei Moshe's suffix lamaisa. The Darkei Moshe's suffix fits in beautifully according to them. Yes. Fits in beautifully according to them. Maybe he was learning like them. Whereas the Magen Ram says, you know, according to Tamina Rabbi Yonah, I want you to know something. That the story in Yerushalmi cannot be talking about a what? Cannot be talking about an olive. So, okay, that's the Magen Avraham. Can't be talking about an olive. But if you hold like the Gedolei Achronim, it could be talking about an olive, and it was a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. And the Darkei Moshe says, I don't know how to paskin within the Rebbeinu Yonah. Which way the Rebbeinu Yonah would say. You follow me? Excellent horror. Yes, go ahead, Nate.
What I'm understanding is the differentiation between Yerushalmi and Bavli, according to the Gedolei Achronim, is that Yerushalmi says that when there's a pit, even if it's not normally eaten, it still needs to be eaten to be a birya.
Yes.
Right?
No, when say it like this. When you eat it, it will be a din birya.
Eat it, it'll be a din birya.
Yes.
The subject of the Darkei Moshe, though, is if the pit is not needed for birya, if you then eat the pit.
Right. That's what that was my...
So I don't
say that again. That what? That the Darkei Moshe was talking about a case where it was a derech to you without the pit, and you ate it with the pit. Is that called birya? Why is that different than this?
Because so Yerushalmi is saying that the pit is part of the birya, as opposed to the stuffing is the pit is not part of the birya. This is like on top of the birya.
No. The Yerushalmi is talking about that same nekuda where it's the derech not to eat it with the pit. Eat it with the pit.
Well, I guess
the derech is to eat it. It matches it exactly.
How do you know that? It's just that the Yerushalmi holds that the pit is... It's not normally eaten, right? That would still be
and you ate it with the pit. Is it still called a birya? The Yerushalmi says yes, the Bavli says no. That was the suffix of the Darkei Moshe.
The Yerushalmi says that you need to eat it to make it a birya. As opposed to the Darkei Moshe saying that we know you don't need to eat it to make it a birya, but now we
want No. The Darkei Moshe said if the derech is to eat it without a pit, and you ate it with the pit, You went against the grain. Will that be called a birya? Everyone agrees in order to call it a birya, you got to eat the whole thing. That's what we're assuming. You got to eat the whole thing. The question is, if the derech is not to eat it with the pit, and you eat it with the pit, will that be called birya?
So
that's a suffix in the dark emotion. That's skuf in the machlokes Yerushalmi Bavli.
But his inherent suffix, the taz and prima gadim don't have.
What do you mean? The taz and the prima gadim say that nikud is exactly what the Yerushalmi and the Bavli are arguing on. What did the Taz in the Magen Avraham, what did the Taz in Rosh Yosef Beis Meir say?
The Yerushalmi
is talking about an olive. Everyone agrees you don't eat the pit of the olive. And what's the case? You did eat the pit of the olive. Do you say birya?
Yes.
The Yerushalmi says yes. And the Bavli says what? No. That's the suffix of the dark emotion. That is exactly the suffix of the dark emotion. And that upset the Magen Avraham because he says then that story Lamaisa in the Yerushalmi, you'll have to say is what? Is not an olive because he believes, Lamaisa, that no one eats the pit of the olive like everyone says, and therefore you couldn't say birya. He agreed like that. So it must be it wasn't an olive. You got me? So I'm saying that, you understand what I'm saying, Nate? That machlok, the subject of the dark emotion, is exactly what? This machlok is what? Bavli Yerushalmi, the way that we don't laugh on it, what I say. You understand what I'm saying? It fits in beautifully. Okay, so to summarize this, and let's finish, then we'll move on into Taisis about Baruch Shem, and if it falls out, we've got a lot to see. To summarize this, how many shitas do you have?
Three.
Let's get it down. According to Taisis and the Rosh, what is the Iker thing to be a birya? Three shitas, get it down to be a birya. According to Taisis and the Rosh, what is it? Presentation. If it's presented shalem with the pit, even if you do without the pit, it's still a din birya. Okay? That's the sheet of who?
Rosh
and Taisis. Excellent. What's the sheet of the Rashba?
That,
yeah. Usher?
The Rashba says that even if it hasn't been...
You have to eat it with the what?
With the pit.
With the pit. Excellent. If you do without the pit, it's not birya. I don't care about presentation going to Rashba. You have to end up eating with the pit. And number three is who? According to one side of the dark emosha, anything that's a derech to eat with the pit is a birya. It's not the derech to eat it with a pit. Even when you eat it with the pit, it's not what a birya. If you hold like the what the Bavli's pshat against the Yerushalmi, according to who? The Beis Meir, the Taz, and who else? The Rosh Yosef, Prima Gadim. Yes, Rosh Yosef is the Prima Gadim Sefer on Shas. Yes, go ahead, Nate.
Did we say also yesterday in the Rosh Yosef
that what? Yes, we did say that. Correct. We did say that, Lamaisa. We did say that, yes. We did. What'd you say? Yeah, it was a sheet of Lamaisa in the Rashba, Lamaisa. We did want to say that you didn't have to what? You didn't have to. He was Mechadish, you didn't have to swallow. It's enough to put it in and spit it out. That, well said. But that's within the Rashba. You know what I'm saying? This Rosh Yosef was commenting within the Talmid Rabbein Yonah. You follow what I'm saying? But you're right. That's like a 3A. It's like a Rashba within the Rashba. Well said. Correct. Okay. One last Nikud on Birya. Please get this. What is the Svara for you for it? What is the Svara for Birya that less than a Shir of Revis of Birya is alone enough to require a Brach HaKohen? Less than a Gezayis. Where did it come from? So the Pnei Yeshua postulates and the Kirin Ora that the reason why you say a Brach HaKohen and a Birya less than a Shir because the Pasuk that mentions the Shivas Aminim and the Chumash is Beloshin Yachid. It's Beloshin Yachid. And the Kirin Ora points out a Tyson Chulin Sarivov Amar Alftim Rasko Mai. Anything that's in the Pasuk is Ben Gadol, Ben Katan. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how small it is. This is the Pnei, Karen Ora points out, Tyson Chulin, Sadi Vavim, Rav Damasco, Mai. So the Pnei Yeshua says, number one, in the Pasuk, it's a Lashon Yachad, the Shivas Aminim. Number two, the Karen Ora points out the Tyson that if it's mentioned in the Pasuk, it's Ben Gadol Ben Katan.
Can you repeat this one more time?
Yes. What is the Svara of Birya? Where does it come from? He says it comes from the Chumash. The Shivas Aminim are mentioned in a singular Lashon Yachad. Taisus says the Keridor and Sadivav Mavachulin that when the Torah says it, didn't say if it's a big one or a small one, big remote, small remote, doesn't make a difference. is as big or small, even if it's less than what? Even if it's less than Revis, and even if the bracha of Shivas Aminim is the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon made an asmachta on the Pasuk. V'chalta, v'savata, v'rachta. Okay? So what follows from this? What follows from this Kiddush? That you only would say the Din Birya by what? Excellent. Excellent, Nate. It would, if you're basing it based on the Pasuk, maybe the whole principle of Birya should only be said by the Shivas Aminim. Remember I gave you a situation, a small potato. Potato is not one of the Shivas Aminim. Now, the Meiri is explicitly against that. What did you say, Shmuel? Go ahead.
What's Pnei Yeshua's answer?
Pnei Yeshua says it comes from the Pasuk in Chumash, right? Shivas Aminim. Yeah, he says Lashon Yachid, Pnei Yeshua. And the Keren Orah points out Tyson Chulin, it says Ben Gadol Ben Katan. Chumash didn't get into how big it was. They're the same shita, but a little bit of a nuanced difference, right? They're just giving us far. But what emerges from both of them? That what? That maybe the principle of Birya would only be by what?
By
Shivas Aminim. Please get that down. That's a big Kiddush. That's against the Meiri. The Meiri on Lamed Zayin and Beis by Dimer Maskel Chavitza quotes the Din Birya by Turmus. What's a Turmus? A lupine. Excellent. It's kidneys. That's not Shivas Aminim, guys.
It's kidneys.
It's kidneys. Yeah, lupine's one of the kidneys. It's kidneys. The Taz is the same thing. Reish Yud Sifkot and Beis. And the Magen Avraham, Reish Sifkot and Gimel. They all talk about Birya by fruit that's not just Shivas Aminim. They all talk about fruit that's not just Shivas Aminim. So you see clearly, Lamaisa, and we don't subscribe to this. We don't subscribe to this at all. We assume Birya can be said by anything, not just by the Shivas Aminim. Why? So the Or Sameach suggests because it's a binyanav. What does a binyanav mean? What is a binyanav? It's one of the Yukim Omino. It's like a model. It's a model. You follow me, Yosher? Anything that is, the Shivas Aminim are a model for all types of creatures. I shouldn't say creatures. All types of foods. Any food that is less than a Zabiria, I had a small potato or a small lupine, doesn't make a difference. We say the Din Birya. It's an example. You don't have to lock yourself in the Shivas Aminim.
What's a Binyanav?
Binyanav means a din and you expand it, Shmuel, to everything. It's a model. We use it as a model. That's the din. We use it as a paradigm. That's a good word, paradigm. I like to be more simple by saying, just say it's a model. It's a model for all foods. Let's go with the word model. Yes? And the Or Sameach says, we've shown him, the Miri, the Magen Avraham Taz, always say Birya outside of what? Outside, not just the Shivas Aminim. Okay, we got this? This is the topic we finished up now of the Din of Birya. You got me? Bottom line is, should we eat a birya and that's all? No. Mechaber recommends it very strongly against it. Either just eat a small piece of something or eat something that's bigger than a gazayas. Don't ever stop with just a birya. You know, the situation really, rarely would come up that you only eat one birya unless you're tasting a fruit and you really don't like it afterwards, you know. You know what I also saw in the notes here in this art scroll, Yushalmi? I'm so grateful, Baruch Hashem, that it was in the Bismedush, is that, and I didn't think about this, did you notice that some of the examples were Preto Shorimo? Mm-hmm. What is a Preto Shorimo? Exactly. A pomegranate, it's huge. If you think about a chefso pomegranate, that's bigger than a kazayas. What it meant is the cell. You know how they have like different cells inside? Like different berries, the pomegranate? That's what it was referring to. It was referring to the cell. He points out this chiddush, it means a single pomegranate. That's what you have to say. He says from the Amud Yushalayim, all the Gedol Achronim, they all say like the Refaim Zion, the Margalios, the Keren Orah, the Divrei Birkos Hanenin, the Emes Liakov, they all say it means a cell, Baruch Hashem. You know, one of the cells of a pomegranate. The pomegranate's huge, you know. Okay, excellent. Okay, Usher, let's continue now, guys. Let's go back into the Taisus. That's where we're at. Okay. So I want you to chazer over, make sure we chazer l'maisa. Okay, continue, Usher, where we left off. V'od Amr Yushalmi. Okay, that's where we're up to.
V'od Yeshu 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 Yeshu
It's interesting because if you look at the Yerushalmi, it's like right after. It's not really right after. It's like a few. It's like an omen a little bit later about the case of the turmis that falls out of your hand. So it's a little. It was interesting to me that he starts talking about it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like it was. You know, it's not like it was directly after it. You know. You know what I'm saying? But I want you to note that in your notes, okay? It goes from like Samach to Samach HaMabez. There's a big space between, but I guess, you know, he wanted to talk about Lamaisa, you know. I don't know why he didn't devote it to another Tais. I guess he's just trying to come out with dinim that are in the Yushalmi. I want you to note that. Why Tais? It's not like it was the next story. Very next story to Yushalmi, there's a big space in between with the Gemara deals with different halachas that comes up. Okay. You'll just note that. Okay. All right, go ahead. Excellent. You need a new bracha. Go ahead.
What is the difference between this and running water?
Excellent. Perish.
So there you're making a bracha to drink.
Those waters are in front of you when you say the bracha leave, and they're new ones, right? The ain what? Excellent. Yushami has that kasha. Go ahead.
Yushami is different over here.
You had in mind the water that was coming, right? Go ahead.
You had no idea what the lupine that would fall from your hand.
Exactly. So therefore, you're getting a new brach on the new lupine. Go ahead. V'yomar. And now, Usher asked me in Seder, or he said, Rebbe, where did it get it from? The Yushalmi says. The Yushalmi says, Sarach Lomar, Baruch Shem Kavod Nachusol V'Oed. Shalol Asker Shem Shalnaim Delatola. The Lashon Yushalmi is Shalol Asker, which we're going to get back to. Okay?
You shouldn't have a
brach on
because it would be a brach on.
Yes. Excellent. So then he paskins, you have to say Baruch Shem Kamo Chusol Olam Vo'ed. Now, let's first go right to Baruch Shem Kamo Chusol Olam Vo'ed. Let's go right to that, okay? And then we'll go back to Nof B'Yodah. Now, if I would ask you, Nate, you with me? If I would ask you, what is the reason why we say Baruch Shem Kamo Chusol Olam Vo'ed? I want to present two possibilities. And those two possibilities are, one, that by saying Baruch Shem Kamo Chusol Olam Vo'ed, you're misakin the mafreya that it wasn't a batala. Let's get it down. That's number one. That's why I'm saying Baruch Shem Kamo Chusol Olam Vo'ed. It's a beautiful pshat.
Baruch Shem mafreya to fix it?
Yes. It is no longer a mafreya. I'm praising Hashem. It wasn't for naught, the bracha. Bracha levatala, according to the Rambam, is the Raisa, according to the Magen Avraham Rebbe Kivager. It's over Lotisa. The Gemara says in Tzmura, you're never supposed to say Shem Shamayim levatala. In the form of a bracha, according to the Magen Avraham Rebbe Kivager, you're over Lotisa as well, the third of the Ten Commandments. Who argues on this? Taisa Rosh Hashanah, Alam and Gimelav says the Rabbanon. To say a bracha levatala is if the Raisa or the Rabbanon. Poshub Shad, it is the Raisa, according to the Rambam, Magen Avraham Rebbe Kivager. And Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah says the Rabbanon, it's an Asmachta. To say Shem Shammai by its own levatala, that's definitely wrong, Lotisa. But in the form of a bracha, is that also Lotisa? Tosfos says only the Rabbanon. Okay? Let me just tell you now, the Chazon Ish claims that the Rambam also holds the Rabbanon. Let's get it down. Tosfos in general, in Rosh Hashanah, Gimelav says it's the Rabbanon, Bracha Levatala. Rambam holds, according to Rabbi Kivager, and according to the Magen Avraham Rabbi Kivager, that is the Raisa. Chazon Ish holds that it's what? The Rabbanon. Why does the Chazon Ish say it's the Rabbanon? I'll tell you why. You know what he says? He says it doesn't make any sense. When you said a bracha levatala, did you say anything in vain?
No.
You did praise Hashem by saying the bracha. Granted, you didn't eat anything because it fell down. Granted, he didn't eat anything because it fell down. But the bottom line is, you did praise Hashem. What is Brook Shimon Basulam going to help? Must be that the whole thing is only Durabanan anyway. You're just trying to show that there's an Isser that you did a Bracha L'Matala, but that Isser is only what? Durabanan. How do I fix it? I say Brook Shame. Chazon Ish is a very, very big Chiddush, but it makes a lot of sense.
Does the Rambam list Bracha L'Matala and Save Mitzvah?
He doesn't say Beferish. This is all positing within the Rambam. So the Chazon Ish argues, Shmuel, that he thinks it's only Durabanan. Because he says, Bruch Shem, how would it help it? Must be it was only a Durabanan. And they wanted to show that it's an Isser to say a Bracha L'Matala. But that Isser was made up by who? The Chachamim. It's not the Raisin. Because what is Bruch Shem Kavod helping more than saying the Bracha that you said it not? The Bracha you said it not wasn't so bad anyway. It praised Hashem. No? Even though it wasn't actualized, but you did praise Hashem. So what is Bruch Shem Kavod adding? So he claims that it's the whole thing is only Durabanan. And the Chachamim wanted to show that it was Durabanan, so therefore you need to say Bruch Shem. You got this? So we have a big machlokes within the Rambam whether it's D'oraisa or Durabanan. Rabbi Avadya all the time in the in Psak always assumes the Rambam holds D'oraisa. Always. Always assumes like this. But I want you to know this Chazon Ish. Okay? Yes, Nate.
Chazon Ish
versus who? Magen Avraham, Rabbi Kiveder. Classically, it's always presented that the Rambam holds D'oraisa. Always. Yes.
Two questions. One.
Sure.
First opinion is broaching road is in talk, and the second opinion is
we didn't say it yet. Okay, we didn't say it. We're gonna go back to that. And I wanted to present the sheet that's here first.
So that, and then can you quickly say the sheet that's here?
Yes. Is a bracha l'matala d'oraisa d'rabbanan? The Rambam holds, according to the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Kiveder, it is. Tosos holds it's only d'rabbanan. And in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, it says all things in the smachta. The Gemara says, "Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Motzi Hashem Shemayim Levatala." What daf? Tzmuru daf Gimel Amud Beis. Says Tzmuru. You're not allowed to keep saying Hashem's name for nothing. That's Levatala. But in the form of a bracha, is that also the Yeraisa? Rambam, according to Magen Avraham, Rabbi Kiveder says yes. Chazon Ish says, according to the Rambam, Shmuel only Drabanan within the Rambam. Because what does this say? He says that what is Bruch Shem helping at all? Your bracha that you said it not was also trying to praise Hashem. You just didn't actualize when you didn't eat the chip, right? You didn't eat the potato chip. So what is Bruch Shem helping? It must be that Bruch Shem is just trying to point out that what you did is a bracha that was only Durabanan, and Bruch Shem helps out that Durabanan. But he understand what I'm saying? He proves that it's got to be Durabanan, because what is Bruch Shem helping? It's a very stark atayin. It's a very stark atayin that the Chazon Ish has. But maybe we'll have to try to figure it out. Nate, you with me? This brings us to the following. What I started with before, what does the mechanics of Bruch Shem Kavod Mechusar Tzvuah Mufuah? The two possibilities. What do you accomplish when you say Bruch Shem Kavod Mechusar Tzvuah Mufuah when you said a bracha l'matala? Number one is a tikkun l'mafreya. That's the first possibility. And the second possibility is that it is a kapara. But you don't fix anything. Those are two distinct possibilities in Lomas. This is what I want you to think about, which we're going to prove now. What does it accomplish? So, Lomaisa, I gave you Lomaisa a few Rambams. And if you look at the Rambam, starting with, and this is the Sefer Bikur Paskins, if you look at the Rambam, starting with the Rambam Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says the following lashon, Perik Yud, Dalet Alach Yud, I'm reading it. Notel Ochel Ubirichalav, Venafel Miyado, Venisraf, O Shafu Nar, Notel Acher Rechosu, Mevarchalav, Afapi Shumi Oso Amin, V'sarach lomar bruch shem kol mechusar l'mavoed, al bracha rishona shelo lahotzi shem shamayim l'matala. What does that mean, Nate? What does shelo lahotzi shem shamayim l'matala mean? You tell me. Which one, number one or two? One. At the end of the day, I have what? I have cleaned it up. Usher, I have cleaned it up. Shalom lahotzi shem shemayim levatala. It turns out it's okra lemafreya lebetulim. You got it? Get it down. And the Rambam elaborates on this more in Hilchos Shavuos, Pirek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. I'm quoting, Im ta haloshin v'hotzi shem levatala, yimahir miyad, quickly, v'yishabeach, v'yifayer, v'yahadir lo, k'dei shelo yizachar levatala. Ketzad Amar, Hashem Omer Baruch Hu Liolam Voed, O Gadol Hu Umul Lamod, Ukiyotze B'zeh, Kadesh Lo Yeh Levatala. What is that Lashon? Kadesh Lo Yeh Levatala. Write the Rambam, Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Shavuos. What is Kadesh Lo Yeh Levatala? Which one? Which one, Nate? One or two? One again. He's developing this theory. Kadesh Lo Yeh Shayim Shamayim Levatala. It's a tikkun. Where's the third Rambam? Hilchos, Vodas Yom Kippurim, what halacha? Halacha Zion, I'll read it to you. You ready? Da'akonim va'ama omni ba'azara, kishem shomim es Hashem ha'mafurash, yotzim pi ha'akoyin gadol. That's the davening, right? Right? Remember we say it in davening? Hayu noflim al-pneim v'omrim baruch shem, kavam uchzum v'ed, shenemar, kishem Hashem ekra, havu godel, leilu kenu. What do we do during the avoda? What do we do during the avoda when we what bend down in musaf? What do? When we say baruch shem kavod b'chasol li'olam voed, what does that phrase mean?
Well, there it's
kavara. No. What is it there? The Kiryat Sefer says you're being mashabeach and glorifying after you mention Hashem. That it won't be levatala. What does kishem Hashem ekra havu gadol elokeinu mean? When I call out to God, when I call out His name, I give Him what? What do I give Him? Praise. That's exactly what Baruch Shem is doing. It's creating a praise. It cleans up. It's okun lamafreya what you did. It's a very beautiful thing, lamaisa. What did you say? It's not when I say tikkun, I mean the mafreya, because I say Baruch Shem Gomos, and I put it in a portrait, in a picture of praising Hashem.
It's confusing because it's the same
as kapara. Kapara just means I did an avarence, an atonement. I'm not attempting to what? I'm not attempting to erase the past. You're thinking of the Rambam and it was Tshuva with the Ravs. That's how I'm talking about kapara. You did a what? You did an avarence in the books. I'm clapping out hate.
It's a kapara and mafreya.
I'm not saying kapara. When I say kapara, I don't want you to confuse it with our halakha, the Rav's, how tshuva works. I'm talking about it's an onish and a chachamim, and there was a notion of kapara for what you did. This is mamish being okra lemafreya, and I was machavin to the Bikuri Aretz. What was the Yushami's lashon? What does it say? Amr of Tanchum bar Yudin Samach Bezim and Aleph. Sarach Lomar Ruch Shem Shalom Lahaskir Shem Shalai Lelatallah. What does it mean, Shalom Lahaskir? It's a tikkun, exactly. The mafreya, shalom lahaskin. You got this, Nate? Please get that down. It fits in the Yushalmi Cheskel. That's the chiddush. This is what we want to bring out. It's a chiddush. It's a beautiful word. No. How is this against the Shulchan Aruch? What does the Shulchan Aruch say in Simin Reish Vav Siv Vav Asher? What does he say? The second page? What does that mean? It's done already. You did it. It's a kapara. Get it down. It's a kapara. You see that? It's on the second page on the top. You see it? Underline that. Underline it many times there. Al shahotzi shem shamayim levatala. Do you guys have a different packet than me?
No, we have it.
You got it? Al shahotzi shem shamayim levatala. Yes?
Yeah.
In the Mechaber, in the tour. Mechaber and the tour, Reish Vav, are saying differently. The tour and the Mechaber are saying differently. It's just shahotzi. You did it already. So what does Baruch Shem do? It's only number two. It's a what? Kapara. Yeah. According to the Mechaber and the tour against the Rambam that we're developing. You understand how it's meduyik?
Yeah.
You got it down? Lamai
Nafkamini. Same thing with the Shomara and Tilla.
Well, let's go slow. What Lamai Nafkamini? So I don't know if you noticed this, but the Shiboli Alekid at Simikuf Samach Vav says, when must you say Baruch Shem?
You must say it.
Toch de Dibor. The amount of time to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori. This is in the Shiboli Alekid Simen Kuf Samach Vav, and it's also in the Sefer Tanya Rabasi, Simen Lamed. I'm not sure if that's a Rishon or not. I think it is. Tanya Rabasi. Please, in the Shiboli Alekid, Tanya Rabasi, they say you need what? You need, in order to say Baruch Shem, to save yourself, you need what? You need Tokede Dibor. Nate, you with me?
Yeah. That's now,
what'd you say?
Who says this?
The Shiboli Alekid, the Rishon, Kuf Samach Vav, and the Tanya Rabasi, Simon Lamed. Shiboli Alekid, Simon Kuf Samach Vav. Shibole, Shinbeis Lamed Yud, Haleke, it's a Rishon. And I believe Sefer Tanya Rabbas and Simon Lamed was the same. Did you guys notice when you did the Rush and Simon Chaf? What did the Rush seem to say about that? I didn't spill the beans with you. What did he say? Well, that was regarding Nafal B'Yada. But in the Rush itself about this, what did the Rush say? You have to say Baruch Shem Gomozo, and as long as you say it before you say the what?
The Elohim.
No. As long as you say it before the second bracha, it could be said 5 minutes later.
It wasn't that he said Baruch Hashem and then he remembered.
No. That was a different Nakuda. He said the Kodim Shiavarak Shenis Yomer Tchila Baruch Shem Kvod Ashaasa Levatala. He said as long as you say it before you say the second bracha, you still can fix yourself. You got it? Wasn't that the Lush of the Rush?
Yeah.
The Rosh didn't give you a time frame. He just said, Kodim Shivarach. Read the Lashon Shmuel. Exactly. What is the Lashon when he sings Baruch Shem Kvod? Read it out loud there, the Rosh. What did he say? You have it, Shmuel? He doesn't say Kodim Shivarach Shenis? Here, well, let me have your rush for a sec, okay?
Go ahead.
And let me see. The rush says pretty clearly, Lamaisa, he says, when you talk about Baruch Shem Lomachzulved, he just says, from the Yushalmi, he says that you have to what? He never says... He just says, "Hey, bro." He just says, "You say the bracha. You say the phrase of V'yomer Tchila Al Bracha Reb Shkuvah B'Chusul Avod Al Bracha Shasal Avatala." Right? That's all he says. A few lines after your reading, Shimaya Peres Lafana V'Dai Tolachlam V'Natal Echemem V'Birich V'Nafa Birich L'V'Nafa V'Yerav V'Neva Tzarech Bracha Acheres Al Peres Shiyochal V'yomer Tchila Bracha Shasal Avatala. He didn't say that to be tough anymore. Just as long as you do it before the second bracha. Yes? So let's plug it in. If you hold that what? Like number one, then it's got to be a tikkun mafreya, then you better believe you need tzarech what? Toch kidei dibor. You need toch kidei dibor. If you hold that it is a kapara, then what do? As long as you just say it, lo tzarech, Toch Kidei Dibor, right? Rak Kodim Sheyavarech Shenis. Before you say the second bracha, before you say a new bracha. Yeah, if it's a kapara, there's no requirement to have a time frame. Once you say the second bracha, you're done already.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like you can't fix that at all. Okay? The second opinion is that it's working as a kapara. If it's working as an atonement, that atonement can only be made when what? Before the second bracha. Once you say the second bracha already, you missed out on the first bracha, right? And you had no kapara. But you don't need it to be talked a dibor. Okay? Now this brings us to another nafkamini. Okay? I made a mistake here in the Mar Makaymus in number 15. It wasn't the Rambam, it's the Mechaber. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Chafei Nechus Tefillin. The Gemara says later on in Brachas and Daf Samech that we put our tefillin on. What do?
You say
we say, according to Rashi, we only say one bracha, La'aniach, and that goes on the Yad and the Rosh. According to, if you talked in the middle, God forbid, you're not allowed to talk. You have to say another bracha on the Rosh al mitzvahs. But if you don't talk at all, according to Rashi, you only say one bracha. According to Rabbeinu Tam and Daf Samech from the days, what do? You say La'aniach on the Yad, you say mitzvahs on the Rosh. What happens if you talk in the middle? You have to say both on the Rosh. So in the end, you'll say three brachas according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. That's his sheet. Tosef brachas and Daf Samech from the days. Okay? Now, how do we paskin like Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam? What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? I'm going to read it to you. In Simin Chafei, Sif Hei, in the Ramah. V'yeshomrim, Levarach al Arosh, al Mitzis Tefillin, Filo lo Hifzik Bein Taim, V'chein Pashat HaMinig, B'bnei Ashkenaz, Shemavarchin Shnei Brachas, V'tov Lomer Tamid, Achar Brachas Shnia Baruch, Shem, Kivod, Machuso, Liolam, Vo'ed. So who does the Ramah paskin like? Like the Rabbeinu Tam. Excellent. You got this? So the Prima Godim has a suffix. The Prima Godim has a suffix. What's the Prima Godim suffix? The Prima Godim has a suffix here in the Eishel Avram in Sif Yud. Are you allowed to answer Amen on a guy that says Al Mitzvah Tefillin? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't say the second one out loud that people could hear you. But the Prima Godim didn't say that. Let's say your friend's putting on tefillin. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You know, there's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. No. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was written by Rav Shlomo Ganfried in the 1800s. Yeah. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is a different sefer written by Rav Shlomo Ganfried, wrote the Pnei Shlomo. I'm glad he asked me that. He says you shouldn't say the second one out loud. Okay? It's a composite he wrote of the Shulchan Aruch, of the whole Aruch, a whole Arba Chalke Shulchan Aruch, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he says you shouldn't get into a problem, so don't say it out loud. You say it that you can hear it, but not other guys. What happens if you heard your friend say Al Mitzvah Tefillin? You're not allowed to say Amen to a Bracha Levatollah. Did you know that? There's a concept of Amen Levatollah. That's in Simon Reish Ted Vov. There's a concept of Amen. You're not allowed to say Amen to a Bracha Levatollah. So he wants to know, will you say Amen or not? You guys plug it in for me. Well, let's plug in. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, what are we paskin? You say both brachas, but why do we say Baruch Shem? Because Rafe, maybe Rashi's right. Yes? Why does the Ramah say we say both brachas? Because Ramah passes like who? Like Rabbeinu Tam, yes. But maybe Rashi's right, so what do we say immediately after the second bracha? Baruch Shem. So if you hold that it's a Tikkun L'mafreya, then what? Then you could say Amen. There's nothing wrong with me saying Amen. I saved it in the end of the day. Even if I hold like Rashi, I saved it. But if I hold that it's a kapara, number two, then what? Then I shouldn't answer what? I shouldn't answer Amen. Why shouldn't I answer Amen on it? Because why? Because it's Amen and a bracha levatollah. The Baruch Shem shows that it's a kapara for doing something what? Doing something wrong, yes. So I would not say Amen. That is correct. That is exactly the suffix I want you to get down of the Prima Godim. So the first nafkamin is whether you need token a dibor. That's one, token a dibor. And number two is, do you need the what? Efshar lanos Amen on what? Al Birkas Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Okay? So this is the second nafkamina we're saying. Okay? Would you have to, the token of Dibor is what? fits in according to the one that it's a tikkun. Tikkun, Cain, kapara, lo. And this amen is that if it's a tikkun, Cain, if it's a kapara, then what? Then lo. Those are the two nafkaminas between these two approaches. That works out very, very well, very, very well to the mechanics, Lamaisa, of this din. Okay? To the mechanics of this din. And that's why, Lamaisa, I believe, Lamaisa, I want you to get this. Ashi, with me? What does the Ramah hold? What does the Mechaber say by tefillin? Okay? Nate, what does the Beis Yosef say? Beis Yosef and the Mechaber are the same. Does he agree with this construct of two brachas and then what? Saying Baruch Shem? Does he agree with that, the Beis Yosef? No, he doesn't. Mechaber, the Beis Yosef in Simen Chafei, you look it up, he says, forget about it. We don't bring ourselves to a suffix and rely on Baruch Shem. But the Ramah says you can. I want you to get that down. That's another nafkamina. This whole framework that I say two brachas and I say Baruch Shem, why would you want to do that? The only way you would do that lechachina is because you hold which one? Number what? Number one. I put myself in the scenario that I'm not doing anything wrong. You follow me? But if I'm doing a chait, would I want to do a chait? Oh, and then you're not allowed to do tshuva like that. I'll turn a light on Shabbos, God forbid, and do tshuva. Shem doesn't accept such a tshuva. So the Mechaber says, I don't like this. I don't like this to create a situation. Ain't devar zen nira be'enai. Shiavi adam atzma lidei savik bracha levatala. You follow me, Nate? V'yismuch ha'mash yomer baruch shem k'masul v'ed. That doesn't make any sense. To put yourself in that scenario, l'chachilu? Whose sheet is that? That's a third nafkamina. Whose sheet is that? That's the Mechaber. These are all nafkaminas here. Right? The Mechaber is going to hold a third nafkamina. Mechaber rak broch achas. Rak broch achas, like Rashi, which is what? Ah, what? Laniach. You don't say any broch on the Rosh. And what does the Ramah say? Ramah says, Shtei brachas, and you say Baruch Shem. Why would a guy want to do that? That's just no big deal anyway. If I hold like number one, it's a tikkun l'mafreya, m'shabech Hashem. I can do that, l'chachilu. Shnei brachas with what? V'baruch Shem, kivod, malchuso, lira lomvoy. Yes? That's not a problem at all. Not a problem at all, no whatsoever. So therefore, if I hold like this approach, then the Ramah says, you're not doing anything wrong, Lamaisa. There's nothing wrong that you've done. So this fits beautifully. Why does it fit beautifully? Nay? Why does this fit beautifully? Beis Yosef is what? Who's the Beis Yosef? The Mechaber. What do we say the Mechaber held? No, but what did he say in the previous one about what? Shehotzi, did he hold Kapara or not? We had a Machlis Rambam against the what? Mechaber held it was a kapara. Shehotzi shem shemayim l'tala. This is l'shitasol. Because he says, you're not going to put yourself in a scenario where you're doing it, where you want to do something you need a kapara for. Mechaber works out l'shitasol.
Right, because if it was tikkun, he would have said.
Right, so get that down. That's a fourth nekuda l'maisa now. The Mechaber works l'shitasol. It's a beautiful shot of the Sefer Bikur Haaretz. The Mechaber is l'shitasso in the Beis Yosef, right? You're never going to watch. You already did it. Remember we said in the packet? We read in the Mechaber, Ashahotzi. You're a motzi already. You're a motzi already. It's done already. So you can't put yourself in that scenario, Lamaisa. You follow me? That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out, Lamaisa. It comes out to be a Mechaber is l'shitasso. Comes out to be Mechaber l'shitasso. And that's what the Vilna Gaon says. He says, Ayin l'kaman simin reish vav. Siv vav. That's exactly what he's referring to. The Vilna Gaon is saying that he's consistent. He's consistent. If it's only a tshuva kapara, the Gaon says that the Mechaber would not hold like this. Okay? And you know what the Vilna Gaon says? only go to the Meisar Rav says you only say one bracha on tefillin. He says la'aniach and that's it. Very interesting. So the Vilna Gaon points out that the Mechaber is Lishitoso and the Mechaber would argue on this Ramal. Nate, you got that? It comes out very beautifully. So how many nafkaminas do we have in these two approaches? Three, but also a fourth Nakuda being Lishitoso. Number one is Tokere Dibor. What's number two? Can you answer Amen al Mitzvahs? Yes. What's number three? Say, to create this format, right? To create the format of two with Bruch Shem. And what's number four? The Mechaber's Lishitaso, that what? That it's a kapara, and therefore he would not allow this construct. Correct. He would say, only say laniach. Number three is that when you say two brachas lechachil with Bruch Shem, like we do. Well, if you hold it, it's a tikkun mafreya, it's mishaveh Hashem, then why not? But if you hold that lamais, it's a kapara, you're not going to put yourself in a situation where you got to do kapara. You only say one bracha laniach. And the Vilna Gaon in that simon, get it done. The Vilna Gaon in simon chafhei points out ayin lekaman simon reish vav, siv vav. Why is he pointing out to you Nicholas Tefillin, look at reish vav? Because that's what reish vav's about. This dinner, Bruch Shem. You follow what I'm saying? How the Gaon is going with this Lishitoso.
Does Kapara mean that it's Darabon?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be necessarily that it that the Bruch of Vatal is derived from Darabon. I don't think it shows either way. What drives the Mechaber always to say Sefer Bos Lahakel is because that it's what? Is that it's the Eraisa, you're saying. Okay, we're gonna get to that one in the case of Nafu B'yadu. It's a good kasha. We're gonna get that when we get to the topic of Nafu B'yadu. Okay? Okay, everyone got this clear? This nafkamina? Yes? Okay. Let's now go on to the following. Okay, that's about Bruch Shem. Now let's get to the next subtopic of Nafal Priv and Nafal Miyadu. Okay? Now, I want you to get this. I gave you this long Bir Halochit. I want to point out to you, and you read it very nicely, Usher, that Tosis writes as a Dover Pashut that what? If you're holding the lupine in your hand and you set a bracha and it falls out, what's the din? You have to say Bruch Shem and then say what? A new bracha on a what?
New
lupine. Correct. What is the Gerson the Yushalmi? The Gerson the Yushalmi, according to the Rabbi Yonah and the Rosh, they present it as a Shiloh. And the Yushalmi answers the Shiloh by saying what? That when you have a piece of bread, what should you do? Nate, you with me? What should you do with the piece of bread? You should say the bracha as you cut it. Finish the bracha as you cut it. Because if you cut it before what? If you cut it before making the bracha is going to go on the piece that you cut. And if that piece falls away, you're going to need a new bracha. So keep it complete. And as Shmuel asked in Seder, why don't you just what? Cut it after the bracha because you don't want to do an action that might be a bit of a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. So complete the bracha while you're what? While you're cutting it. And the Yerushalmi basically says, from here you see that if you say a bracha on a fruit, and the fruit falls away, you're going to need a new bracha. Yes? Did you notice any difference between Tyson and the Rosh, Nate? When he quoted it. So I missed it. But the Bikuri Aretz wants to say the following. I want you to get this down. He wants to claim that if you look in that Rosh, did you look in the Russian Simon Chaf? He says the case is there are a lot of turmesin. Hayulafun of turmesin. Harbe. Doesn't say harbe, but hayulafun of turmesin. There was turmesin. The Rosh had the case where there was a lot of turmesin in front of you. Whereas Tysus said what? What did Tysus say? Usher, what did Tysus say? There was only one lupine in front of you. Only one lupine in front of you. So he wants to develop this machlaikis between Tais and the Rosh to say for Bikuri Aretz and say that according to Taisvis, the only problem is when you have one lupine. If you had a lot of lupines together, what would be the din? It's an issue of Hesech Adas, and I wasn't missing Adas because they're staring in my face. So I would not need a new bracha. Whereas according to the Rosh, it's not a function of what? Name. Hesech Adas. What is it a function of? Kavana. Kavana is a bracha on the chefsa. So if you have kavana is a bracha on one chefsa, even though there are a lot of things in front of you, it doesn't help you. You still would need a new bracha. That's how he wants to say, is it a function of Hesech Adas? Or do we say kavana on the bracha? Kavana birkasa. This is what we want to say.
So, according to Tosis, talk about one lupine. But what does that imply? That if there were many lupines, would you need a new bracha?
No.
Because what's the function according to Tosis? Hesech Adas. And if the stuff's in front of me, I wasn't missing a das. Whereas according to the Rosh, it's kavana on the bracha. According to the Rosh, it's kavana ala bracha, kavana birkasoi, al chefsa. If therefore, I don't care if I have many lupines in front of me. The bottom line is that what? Is that the bracha went on what?
Went on this chefsa. And that chefsa fell to the ground. Correct. Excellent, Cheskel. And therefore, I'm in trouble. Therefore, I need a new bracha. That's what he was medayik. I missed that. But the Yushalmi, he says, you had two Muslim Harbe. They had different inversions of the Yushalmi. Tyson and Rush. He wants to develop this theory that it's a machlaikis. So let's get to this now. Let's get to it now. Halach lamaisa. Excellent. Let's get to it. So, the Shibole Aleket in Simon Kuf Samach Vav, let's get it down, quotes Rabbeinu Nisim, that says, if you say a bracha on a cup and it spills out, you need a new bracha. Yes?
Oh, that's a tadas.
Well, the Yushalmi, regular case, regular, very good. What, the Yushalmi, the Shibole Aleket says, I don't understand. You know, it's Mestav, the Yushalmi, Lenifshita Abaya. He says, I don't understand, Lamai, so why do you paskin l'chumra? Why don't you paskin l'chumra? So he wants to say that this is like a teku, which is an isser, and you have to be machmer. That's why you need a new bracha. He's bothered by, why don't you say savik brachas lahakel? So it must be that they held that this is a savik isser, and what do we say if you eat something and drink something without a bracha? It's a what? Me'ila, it's gezel. So it might be like Isser, so you have to be Machmir. That's an amazing Chiddush. I was thinking, guys, remember the very beginning of the year, the Pnei Yeshua said that there was a Svara of Birkas Nenin, and anytime it says Svara, what did it mean? Diraisa? So I was thinking maybe you could back it up with the Shita. Then maybe Birkas Nenin is Diraisa, it's an Isser of Me'ila and Gezel, and you have to be Machmir and say a new bracha. That's how I wanted to answer the Kasha. Because the Prima Gadim says, I don't understand this. Brachas are the Rabbanon. Why would you be machmer on Savik brachas on the Rabbanons? There's an Isser of Lotisa, like Shmuel said. According to the Rama, might be Diraisa. He says you should be machmer and not say a bracha. It's amazing. The Shibole Aleket quotes Rabbi Nisim and say a new bracha if it falls out of your hand. And the Prima Gadim says it's ridiculous. You should be machmer not to say a bracha. It's Savik brachas lahakel. There's a problem Lotisa. But we're answering that what? Maybe he holds that it's Diraisa and it's Savik Isser. That's what the Shibole Aleket quotes of Ben Nisim saying.
Of
Gezel. Yes, of Gezel, of Me'ila, correct. Me'ila is going to be an Isser.
Me'ila makes more sense, yeah.
Yeah, call it Me'ila, the mice. Yeah. Call it Me'ila. Now, which Rishonim say you don't need a new bracha? I gave you the whole long Bir Halacha. So I gave you the Agos Mamonios in Perek Dalet Os Zayin on the bottom of the Rambam.
I don't think that was there.
I didn't give it to you? You didn't find it? Okay, I'll show it to you, Belina, tomorrow. Okay? The Ghost Memorials and Brachas and Perik Dalit O Science on the bottom of the Rambam. You didn't see it? Okay, Lemaisa, I'll show it to you tomorrow. But he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and the Beis Yosef says the same thing. The shame of the Kolbo. Get it down. That if you're Kos, that's okay, it's okay. But I just want to get to this. If the Kos spills out and you bring a new Kos, you do not need a Bracha. Do not. And that's how the Bir Halacha concludes. At the end of the piece, remember he quoted the Avudram, who quotes the Shibole Aleket, right? And he said, as long as the stuff's on the table, Savik Bracha is Lahako, and therefore no problem. Yes? You don't need to have a Bracha. You don't need to have a Bracha. You assume anything's on the table, ain't Sach Lachsel of Arkham. If it's on the table, We assume you had it in mind. Well, that's what he says, Sovik Brachas Lahakel. And that's what Lamaisa, many Rishonim say. The Beis Yosef says, we go Lakula in the Yishalmi, and he says, I'll be the Ravid, Rabbi Natan, Lamaisa. If you had in mind, Mitchila, to drink another kos, you're Potter. Yes, Nate.
I'm not really understanding why the difference between, like, why does it have to spill out? Why can't you refill it in the same cup?
Because, you know, Lamaisa, you had in mind to drink the fruit. You wanted to access the bracha. So you might have said that I said the bracha on this coast. I didn't access it because I didn't drink that cup.
Isn't this your question?
No, because I did access it because it was put into place. And it was chal. It's also chal on the other things. You could have said, Lamaisa, that it wasn't accessed, you know. The answer is, though, it's still good.
That's what our question is on. Our question is not whether the bracha was made or not. Our question is, do we have to make a bracha?
I understand that, but it's all totally the same thing. If I said the bracha's chal, even though I didn't drink that cup because it was on the other ones, then that's good enough, Lamaisa. We assume, we're assuming at the end of the day that Bar Halacha, the Mechaber is very strong about this.
I don't understand what the difference would be if it was just a second cup. Like if you, let's say, if you already did, the first bracha.
I understand. The bracha was chal on the first cup. It's also going to go on the other things. But also, the other things are so are good as well, to say to the degree that if I didn't drink the first one, it's also good. That's what we're assuming. One, the Mechaber says no. Mechaber says you have das in the first cup and it falls away. You need a new bracha. But we're not holding. We're going to get to that more tomorrow. We're not going to have time. But Lamaisa, we got to go fight to tomorrow and tomorrow. But I want you to get this last thing. It's clear from the Beis Yosef. Let's get it. That the Rishonim that say you need a new bracha when the fruit falls holds what? And this is what the Mechaber holds. Even if you have in mind. Even if you have in mind when you said the bracha for the other fruits, if the fruit that you had in mind for the bracha fell out, you're done. You need a new bracha. What's the reason? We'll see tomorrow. You write on the board. What I write on the board? Because it's like the rosh. The kavanah is on that chefza, and you didn't access it. So you're going to need a new bracha. Yes. In other words, you see from the Beis Yosef that the Rishonim that say, and this is the Psak and the Mechaber, that the fruit that falls down, you have to say a new bracha on the new fruit. Right? They hold it even if you had das to eat the new fruit. I don't care. Because I hold number two. You need kavanah on the bracha on the chefza. And you didn't access it. What I mean by saying access? It wasn't chal on the stuff you drank because you didn't drink it. It fell out of your hand. Even though I had in mind the stuff on the table. I have kavanah on this chefza. That chefza got destroyed. So that's the Mechaber's psak. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah holds. Dafka, if you don't have in mind, you need a new bracha. But if you had in mind, and the push-up shot is that the Ramah is arguing on the Mechaber. The Maimer Mordechai said there are those who want to say the Ramah is being mazber the Mechaber, not arguing. But that's not the push-up shot. Push-up shot, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's being cholik on the what? You saw it inside today. Did you notice that? No, wrote Shalomer Shaloya Daita. He says he was arguing, right? What did you say? Right, but I thought that Mr. Bruce said the Poshim Shah and the Ramah is that he's arguing, right? That's what we're assuming. The Bir Halacha says, like you said in the first line. Yes, but then he says, Avav Emes ain't okay. Read the next line. He says that's not true. He's being cholik. Correct. That's the Maimer Mordechai who says the Ramah is just elaborate. But the Poshim Shah is he's being cholik. And what is he being cholik? That if you have Das, then you don't need a new bracha, new stuff. But what happens if you don't have Das? Then you need new bracha. And what does the Bir Halacha say at the very end? That there's the Ravid, and there's the Avudrom, and the Shimon Alek at the save. It's all on the table, even without, what's stoma? Stoma means you didn't even have it in mind. But it's in your face, on the table. What do we assume? Of course we assume it's like you thought about it, you don't need a bracha. So basically it turns out that there are three shitas. Okay? Basically it turns out there are three shitas. Halacha l'maitz, which I want you to know. Number one is what? Number one is what? Number one is the Mechaber who holds what? You always need a new bracha. Because he holds like the Rosh, the Duke of Termusin. The Ramah holds like what? Holds like Tysus, you had what? You had it in only one lupine, but if you had many, you had that in mind, then you wouldn't need a bracha. That's like the Ramah. And then the third sheet is like the Ravid, who's completely makel. Even if you didn't have it in mind, you were like Parava. What's the din? and it fell out of your hand, as long as the stuff's on the table, what's it did? You do not need a what? You do not need a bracha, and he says something brachas lakas. So we normally assume like what? Like that last sheet. If I'm going to eat like six oranges, and I have one orange in my hand, and it slits on the floor, falls in the mud on the floor, and I want to eat the other five oranges, I don't need a ace. What happens if it was in the fridge? Even if it was in the fridge, we normally are making. Because it's like a second away from me, you know what I mean? That's like, it's definitely, it's in my, if it's on the table, I don't need. The second sheet? The second sheet is you have to have specific das in mind to have the other five when it fell down. You must have specific das, kind of like Tysus, we said, right? Tysus said, Hesach das. So if I don't have it in mind, that's Hesach das. As long as I have it in mind, that's enough. But the last sheet that we're saying is that what? It's like it's automatic if it's on the table. That's the sheet of the Ravid Lamaisa that we're saying. You got what I'm saying? That's the sheet of the rival with this Avodrom, Lamaisa, that Nate, you with me? That stomach is considered to be like Das. And that's the Shita that we're most naked with. You got me? Now, I would even say it by if it was in the fridge. Unless you live in a mansion and the fridge is like, like 50 feet away from you. You know what I mean? It's not like your dining room in your kitchen. Most people can get the orange in a second. You know what I mean? So I would in that case, even though someone might argue on me, but I would be hesitant to say a broth in that case. Because just because it wasn't on the table, I mean, you know what? You normally eat a lot, guys eat a lot, so you go, you take more in the fridge, right? It's like, right, we assume it's like on the table. So what we have to see, Lamaisa, tomorrow is, I want to develop a little bit more some nafkaminas between the Tyson and the Rosh and how we paskin, and then we got to go weiter in the Gemara as well. And also a little bit of an akuda. I don't know if you saw that in the Rosh about if you caught yourself before you say Elokeinu. You saw that? If you say Elokei, we got to do that as well. But I want you to chazer over. You have a wonderful day. Chazer over. And I'll give you more marmakos to go weiter. And we'll finish up this piece and then go weiter too as well. Everyone have a wonderful day.